You're listening to the StarWest 2007 Conference Podcast, Episode 1, featuring Teresa Lanowitz. Hi, I'm Joey McAllister, Managing Editor of Multimedia with Software Quality Engineering, and welcome to the StarWest 2007 Conference Podcast. This is a special series of StickyMinds.com podcasts that features interviews with the experts who will be presenting keynotes at the StarWest 2007 Conference in Anaheim in October. With more than 20 years of technology experience, Teresa Lanowitz is recognized as a strategic thinker and market influencer. She has been a research analyst with Gartner and lead industry analyst for companies such as Mercury and CompuWare. In her StarWest 2007 keynote titled Customer Advocacy, The Key to Testing Success, Teresa will discuss how testers can reinvent their roles so that they are no longer viewed as the pessimists of the software world, but rather as strong customer advocates. I spoke to her recently about it.
Your presentation is Customer Advocacy, The Key to Testing Success.
Mm-hmm.
How can testers be customer advocates throughout the software development process?
I think some of the things that we have to really first take a look at is that the testing organization oftentimes is viewed as the most pessimistic organization. And we all know as members of the testing community that that's absolutely not the truth. That we, like everybody else, we want to put a high-quality application into production for people to use. That's the ultimate goal, and I think everybody really strives to meet that ultimate goal. So to really be a customer advocate in the testing organization, in some cases there has to be almost sort of a revitalization or a makeover or just kind of a brand update, if you will, for people to really think of the test organization as something different, to not think of them as the last person who touches the application, to not think of them as the person who is a pessimist and who doesn't want the application to go out, but rather to think of them as part of the whole process, to think of them as a customer advocate, to think of them as the organization that's going to help the line of business communicate better what their requirements might be, to help the end user really understand how the application might be used, or to communicate with that end user and understand how it's going to be used, or to communicate with the operations team to identify how this application is going to be ready to go into production, when it's going to be final tested, that sort of thing. So it's really being a customer advocate throughout the entire life cycle process and really almost providing a makeover to that test team to position them as an optimist in the organization who has the ultimate goal of high customer satisfaction.
While a lot of people outside might look at testing as a negative position, I wonder if the people inside testing might not see themselves as customer advocates because they tend to have a particular thing that they do, testing.
Yeah, I think testers always view themselves as customer advocates because I think testers know that they are really trying to do something very, very important. And in so many cases, the organization is just set up so that they are viewed as pessimists, so that they end up being basically the fall guy, so to speak, or the last person to touch the application before it goes live. So therefore, they're automatically accused of being, you know, you're holding up the production, so let's get moving. But I think testers innately, I think they know what they are trying to do, and I think that it takes a little bit of parity in the organization between the development organization and the test organization to give the testers an equal voice within the organization. So they have somebody who is on par, equal standing, if you will, with somebody from the development organization. So they can go out and they can say, look, here's what my team does. Here's what my team is really responsible for doing, and really start to lead that charge of doing a good public relations blitz, basically, around what the testing organization can do for the overall customer satisfaction, because that's really what people are driven to. You know, people are driven to looking at an effective and efficient time to market. They're really looking at utilizing their existing resources much, much more efficiently than they have ever been able to in the past. And they're also really looking to deliver high quality, high customer satisfaction to whoever that customer is. And the testing organization is no different from those three tenets.
Now, you've worked with a lot of companies and some really big names like Sun, Mercury, CompuWare, McDonnell Douglas, as well as being a research analyst with Gartner for many years. Have you found that this pessimistic view of testers is the same across the board, or does it change with the size of the organization or some other factor?
Yeah, I want to clarify. I worked for McDonnell Douglas and for Sun, and as an analyst, I worked quite closely with the likes of CompuWare and Mercury, of course. And I think, you know, that's an interesting question, and I think really what it comes down to is the overall personality of the organization. There are some organizations that are set up so that testers are viewed as not as important in the overall scheme of things as developers. So people look at testing as a quote-unquote stepping stone to get to development. In organizations where testers have parity with the development organization, those are the organizations where testers are not viewed as somebody who is a pessimist and somebody who is holding up the production of the application. In organizations where you have parity between the development organization and the test organization, you also have parity in job titles between the development organization and the test organization. You'll see titles like development engineer and test engineer. And that gives people on the test side of things the incentive to really stay with the practice of testing and to be devoted to that field and to grow that position and to understand some of the problems that are identifiable in that area and to progress those problems forward and hopefully solve them. So you have parity in title, you have parity in salary, you have equal career path opportunities for people on the test side as you do on the development side. You give them equal bonus opportunities. And so the organizations that really kind of understand that human capital management of how to really manage an organization effectively, how to really manage people effectively, and give the testers and the developers equal footing and an equal stake in the project, those are the ones that are not necessarily viewing the testers as a pessimist.
Right, so it sounds like it's a real question of almost testers' rights.
Yeah, it's testers' rights, and it's management, and it's also having somebody to be able to lead that test organization who has the personality and the capability to be able to go and communicate effectively with the development organization, with the operations organization, with the line of business, to be able to communicate up the organizational structure and across the organizational structure, and to be able to communicate effectively to their team as well. So a lot of it really depends on communication, too.
So what can StarWest 2007 attendees expect to take away from your presentation?
I think walking out of the keynote presentation that I'll be doing at StarWest, I think people will be excited to know that if they are in a situation where their organization is viewed as a pessimist, there are ways, small ways, you can improve upon that. If you're already in an organization that is optimized, where testing and development are seen on equal footing, you can expect to take away, again, some small ways to improve. Because it's not always about making these huge improvement leaps. It's about small incremental improvement. And we keep making these small incremental improvements along the way. And every time you're doing that, you're optimizing yourself just a little bit more. So I think the bottom line is they'll be able to take away ways to optimize their organization, ways to communicate a little bit more effectively up the organization, across the organization, and within their test team.
Well, thank you very much. We look forward to seeing your presentation.
Thanks very much, Joey.
Thanks for listening to the StarWest 2007 conference podcast. We've put some links related to this podcast on the podcast landing page at stickyminds.com/podcasts. If you have any comments or questions, the podcast landing page will also have an email link. Feel free to drop me a line. You can also subscribe to the conference podcasts on the podcast landing page. Keep an eye out for future StarWest 2007 conference podcasts in the coming weeks. The StarWest 2007 conference podcast is a production of Software Quality Engineering.